And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Pro day season is now over. The visits begin. You've been a busy man here on Jaguars.com.
Yeah.
So we've been to a few of the pro days. Who stands out, I guess, in this process?
Yeah, well, 19 guys came through here. And, you know, I had only visited with Leonard Williams at USC because it was the only pro day I went to. So I was really interested to see how these guys were. I mean, and some of them were very businesslike. I mean, Eli Harold from Virginia sat down in a business suit. But, you know, once you started chatting with them and started talking about their story, it was interesting, you know, how they got away from the stock answers and how they started talking about who they are and what it is that makes them the person and the player. And, you know, the Jaguars, they had these guys going from place to place to place, very, very tightly scheduled. I mean, some of them visited with 8, 9, 10 people in the building in various roles. They wanted to learn as much as they could. And I thought it was interesting as these guys were going through the, you know, the course of their day. At one point, they'd sit down with me, and I knew who they had seen.
Which was the highlight for them, I'm sure. So, I mean, that's probably what they were looking for. So.
You know, the obvious is the obvious.
Right?
But that's what this is. This is a great big job interview, and it's that last chance for them to get a feel for how these guys are going to be.
Well, and I think teams are wary of putting too much stock in the answers that they get out of these guys at this point, because they know a lot of them are rehearsed. But the whole idea is to take them out of that rehearsed environment and see how they perform under pressure. Some guys are going to be better in this situation than others. And overall, I think what you're looking for out of this process, even going back to the Senior Bowl, going back to the Combine, teams want to get at these guys in as many different ways as possible just so they have a good feel for them. I doubt any one moment will stand out for any particular Jaguars decision on any of these guys. But it is interesting to see how the process has evolved to where you are trying to find some way to put these guys in a position that they haven't rehearsed, and so you can get some sort of feel for what they're really like. Because it's hard because you're just meeting these guys.
A lot of focus, of course, on the number 3 overall pick, but Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley have made their hay the last couple of years in those later round picks, too. It is a 7-round draft, remember. And a lot of these interviews might focus on some guys that may not be big names for number 3, but could be later in the draft.
Yeah, and they crossed a lot of those lines. There was a defensive tackle, a running back, a wide receiver. I mean, guys whose names are not being talked about in the first, second, or even the third round. And that really, I think, is the value here, because you get a chance to work those guys out and see them, but these are guys you really want to know more about.
Well, the reason that we talk about the first rounders is because those are the guys that it's easy to project. And it's easy to say, okay, who's going to go 1, who's going to go 2, 3. Once you get past that round, it's very hard for us to talk about 300 guys and figure out, hey, will the Jaguars take player X in the 6th round? Well, I don't know. Nobody really does. But I think what's going to be interesting about this draft is the 2nd round, because if Dave Caldwell can figure out a way to get back out of that number 3 spot, which I think he'd like to do, and all of a sudden maybe you've got some room to play around in that 2nd round, then the 2nd becomes interesting and we can talk about maybe some of these guys who are in here this week. So I'm looking at the 2nd round. I think it's going to be fascinating.
And I think that you do, you know, we do look at the 1st round and the top of the 2nd because of the entertainment value. All the mock drafts, and that's what people are going to watch. The ratings will spike on Thursday night and go downward from there as you get towards the 7th round. But the Jaguars have found players the last 2 years. Demetrius McCray stands out at the bottom of the 7th round.
That's right.
So the due diligence that they're doing now, oh, sure. You know, I mean, they've got guys in that they like, all these pass rushers, but they're doing just as much on those guys at the bottom.
Love is a deep word. So after knowing everything you know now, we've talked about all these other rounds, let's go back to the number 3 pick. Who do you love at number 3, I think I know.
I love Leonard Williams. So you go ahead and come up with one now.
Tell you who else that I really love. I really enjoyed talking to Randy Gregory. A huge personality, and took on, and people can see the interview on Jaguars.com, took the issue of the positive test at the Combine head on and talked about damage control and showing who he was. I loved the energy that he brought into the room. And the other guy I liked was Eli Harold, the pass rusher from Virginia, who looks like a bottom of the 1st round, 2nd round guy. A lot of adversity in his life, who talked really about where he fits in scheme and what he does well, but then translated to what he knew he had to do better. Like both of those guys.
You said like, not love. We know who you love.
I love Leonard Williams, yeah.
Well, I haven't met Leonard Williams. I'm not nearly as close with him as you are,
yeah,
Brian. I mean, I know you guys have history.
Yeah.
But I certainly like him in terms of what he can bring. I haven't met and I talked one-on-one like you have. I really liked Fowler when I saw him this week. He has a personality that I think the fans of Jacksonville would really relate to, very easy to like and very easy to sort of feel like he's talking with some integrity when he talks. So I'll beg off a little more of this topic. I wasn't nuts about Gregory when we talked to him at his pro day, but I think he was, I think this situation that's happened with him was bubbling, and it may have been some discomfort there. I think he's done a little bit of damage control with in the process now. I think it's what you got a little bit. I'm a little skeptical on Gregory, but I like Leonard Williams.
He likes Leonard Williams.
He loves. Well, I feel a like can grow into love.
I feel a little awkward even talking about Leonard Williams at this point.
I will say this too. Shameless self-promotion, but Dante Fowler, when that interview goes up, mm-hmm. people will enjoy that because he was very candid and fun.
Yeah, he would be a very easy sell for
great
this
personality,
morning.
You bet.
There you have it.
That's, like you too.
Oh, thank you, guys. Appreciate that. I like you guys
love, but like.
Always. Yeah. That's it for this week on Jags or the Roundtable.